Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
From our gospel reading, the women went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is our text. It may not be the way that people expect the gospel reading on Easter Sunday to end, with the words, "They were afraid." The women who were first to the tomb on that Easter morning had many reasons to be afraid. The events of Good Friday were still fresh in their minds. The unjust trial of their friend, their master, their Jesus. The mock trials, false accusations, and wrongful condemnation. The shame, humiliation, and mockery. The brutality of the cross, naked and exposed to human depravity and to the elements. And then finally, his death. That would make me afraid. And the women had watched it all happen. They were there when they crucified our Lord. They were there when he breathed his last. They were there when his body was taken down from the cross. They held his bloody, his mangled, his lifeless corpse in their hands. They gently wrapped him in linen cloths. They helped lay him in the tomb. The whole thing was traumatic for these women. And all of that might have made them afraid. But what we find in our reading today is that what frightened them most was not what happened on Friday, but what happened on Sunday morning. It was what they found or didn't find when they went to the tomb. Early on Sunday morning, on the first day of the week, they bought spices and they went to anoint our Lord's body. One more act of devotion and love. The final way they had to care for their Lord. Of course they were sad, but heading to the tomb, they were not afraid. You might think of it this way. Death didn't make those women afraid. Not really. Cemeteries didn't make those women afraid, because that was normal. It was way too normal. These things were familiar to them as they are familiar to us. Way too familiar. They had been there many times before. In an age when the average lifespan was probably not higher than 40, maybe even earlier, they had watched loved ones die. And they had laid loved ones in the tomb. This wasn't the first time they'd gone. Had they gone to the tomb, had they found the body, had they done what they'd come to do, we would never have heard about it. It never would have said they were afraid, and we wouldn't be here today. Because they weren't afraid of finding his body, that's exactly what they expected. So what made them afraid? For one thing, the stone, the great big stone in front of the tomb, had been rolled away. That was surprising. On their way to the tomb, they'd been trying to figure out, how are we going to move this thing? They didn't expect that. And when they entered the tomb, expecting to see the body of Jesus laying there, they saw a young man sitting, dressed in a white robe. This alarmed them. And then he spoke. "Don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He isn't here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And that's when they fled from the tomb. That's when they left, trembling and astonished and frightened. Because that was the very last thing they expected. They had come expecting death, but it wasn't there. They had come looking for a body, but it was gone. And I'll tell you, that would scare me as well. So unexpected. So different than normal. If I were to go to the cemetery of a loved one, I would expect to find that grave intact and the body still there. But if it's not, then who knows what will happen next? Suddenly everything has been turned upside down. You know how it is. When things are like normal, even if it's bad normal, we know what to expect. But when things are different, even a good different, it scares us. It frightens us. When things are not in their usual places where we expect them to be, what was so certain and so sure for these women that dead bodies stay dead was no longer certain and sure. Who knew what would happen next? I feel like I can relate to these women a little bit. Like them, we know that the tomb is empty. We've heard what the angel said, but we haven't yet seen the risen Lord, not with our own eyes. But others have, and they are witnesses to his resurrection. Those women who went to the tomb and went away afraid, they did not remain afraid forever. They saw Jesus risen from the dead. They would see him not in the grave, not dead, but alive, victor over death and hell. And St. Paul tells us of so many others. Simon Peter saw the Lord risen from the dead. The 12 apostles saw the Lord risen from the dead multiple times. More than 500 people saw Jesus risen from the dead at once. And James, and last of all, as St. Paul says, as one untimely born, Jesus appeared to Paul himself. We haven't seen Jesus yet with our own eyes risen from the dead, but they have. And they are witnesses of his resurrection. And we can be confident that we will see him too, even though we haven't seen him yet. First, the empty tomb, and then the risen Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, and death is vanquished. Christ has been raised from the dead, and the wages of sin are paid. Christ has been raised from the dead, and death has been swallowed up. The grave took a body and discovered God. And here's who should be afraid now: your sin, death, and the devil. They have everything to fear because their power is broken, their reign of terror is finished. Dying, Christ died to sin once for all, and living, he lives to God. Each one of you who is baptized into Christ, you are baptized into his death. You are baptized into his resurrection. Each one of you who are baptized into Christ, you have died with Christ and risen with him to a life that never ends. You have conquered death through his death. Jesus doesn't serve death anymore. Death can no longer hold him, but death serves Christ. Even the death of Christians is not the victory of death, but it is the victory of our Lord. From now on, death serves him, and those who die in Christ do not belong to death. They belong to Christ. And so today, we rejoice that Christ has cast out all fear. We rejoice today that Christ has banished the fear of death. We rejoice that Christ has overcome the fear of sin. We rejoice that Christ has conquered the fear of the devil. He is the victor. He lives. He is risen, never to die again. Your master is alive. And now come, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Come and receive the benefits of his death and his resurrection for you. Come now and receive his body broken in death for you. Come now and receive his blood poured out for you. Come eat and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. Come eat and drink the body and blood of the crucified and the risen Lord. And be not afraid. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.